Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jordan Schultz, NFL Insiders on Speak Today at 5 Eastern on FS1. As always, my man, great to see you. Ben Johnson apparently is the Raiders' primary target right now.
The Raiders are in the mix, and we've talked about this. Tom Brady's a big factor there, as he should be. But if you're Ben Johnson and you have your pick of the litter, you're going to take a long look at where you can win and where you can develop. And the Raiders, although a lot to be said about that franchise historically, do not have a quarterback, and they do not have the roster, quite frankly, as a Chicago.
Without further ado, I want to introduce Ben Johnson, head coach of the Chicago Bears.
And Ryan, thank you so much for trusting and believing in me. What you and your staff have already built here is so enticing. This roster is absolutely loaded with talent already, and I look forward to building it with you. You and I, as we've already talked about, we're going to be in lockstep every step of the way. I cannot wait to work with you. I told this search committee that I wanted this job.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
It's been a busy day here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've spent a lot of time talking about the Seth Wickersham piece that talks about Caleb and Carl Williams being dissatisfied with what's going on with the Bears back before the draft, and then when Shane Waldron was hired, and Caleb coming around on all of it but being left to his own devices. It's been quite the revelation with that. And so we thought that we would run some of that stuff by Jordan Schultz, and also we want Trey Hendrickson.
We want Trey Hendrickson. We do want Trey Hendrickson, we think, but we got to figure it all out. Also, Jordan Schultz is having a moment. He's stepping in and working really hard to make himself a player in the NFL news-breaking world, and he's doing a very, very nice job of it.
Jordan, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. When you saw the Wickersham piece, what came to mind as it pertains to the Bears and what they've overcome with Caleb Williams as their quarterback?
You know, I think one of the big misconceptions over the last, year or so with Caleb Williams, even throughout the draft process as he was coming out of USC, is that he's this immature, malcontent because of some of the distractions, the nails, the crying. To me, and what I was told throughout the process, and subsequently since during his first year in Chicago, was that Caleb Williams is a pretty misunderstood guy. And what I mean by that is that Caleb Williams, he's different, but that doesn't mean he can't lead. He is incredibly talented. And I go back to a conversation I had with Cliff Kingsbury when he was working with Caleb as a quarterback consultant for USC, obviously now with Jaden Daniels in Washington, and he had said repeatedly, this guy's one of the most talented guys I've seen. He reminds me somewhat of Patrick Mahomes in terms of some of the swashbuckling talent, the off-platform throws, and we saw some of that last year, but we didn't see anywhere near, I think, what we believe we will see when it comes to Ben Johnson. And all due respect to Shane Waldron, but he was ran out of Seattle. It obviously did not work out in Chicago with Matt Eberflus. I believe now with Ben Johnson, after what we saw he did with Jared Goff, I really believe that Caleb is going to become one of these next great quarterbacks. And this isn't to say it's going to happen overnight, but considering the talent that is there already, I think he's going to help take Romo Odunze to another level. I think you're going to see an entirely different offense this year, not only in terms of Caleb, but just the creativity that was clearly lacking last year. So you asked about the comments. I said this all along as well. I believe that Ben Johnson's number one target, despite interest from Jacksonville and everywhere else, including the Raiders, I believe it was Chicago, and I think Caleb was a big reason why.
Jordan, Ryan Poles is very lucky to have survived this mess. Does the league think that, A, the Bears are in a good place holistically as an organization with Kevin Warren now there and yep. helping to manage things? And does the league think that Ryan Poles does deserve another chance?
I think the league looks at the Bears as a pretty unique front office in the sense that, you know, most GMs don't have full autonomy, right? Except for maybe like a Mickey Loomis, a Howie Roseman. There's not a whole lot of GMs that have full autonomy. The way the league looks at the Bears is that Ryan Poles and Kevin Warren, it's a much more collaborative approach with even perhaps more power coming from a president than pretty much any other organization. If you go down the list of GMs and organizations, you're going to find very few where the president has the type of juice that Kevin Warren does. And I go back to, you know, a couple years ago when it was being rumored that Jim Harbaugh was in play as the potential head coach when he was leaving Michigan. And I said, I don't really think that's going to happen because when Kevin Warren was the Big Ten commissioner, him and Jim Harbaugh did not have a particularly good relationship. So, Ryan Poles, I think there's a lot of pressure on him and on the team to win this year, without question. But I believe the best way to put it is that Chicago is viewed as one of the more unique front offices in the NFL simply because Kevin has so much power. And you've seen that as well, not only from a roster standpoint, coaching, but also even, you know, the potentially with a new stadium. There's not a whole lot that he's not involved with.
Fox Sports' Jordan Schultz joining us here on Spiegel and Holmes. I want to go back to Ben Johnson for a second. What have people around the league told you about why this was his choice and why this is his time to take a head coaching job?
So, you know, go back to, I think it's a multifaceted answer. Number one, when he was with Detroit 2 years ago, two cycles ago, and took a long look at Washington and obviously ended up pulling his name out of the hat, there was a sense of why would he do that? The reason why he did that, I think, is he really felt he needed another year to develop as a coach, develop as a coordinator, before becoming a head coach. And there was criticism for that, especially with how it all went down. He switched agents. He switched, I think, a philosophical standpoint to really say, let me take this year in Detroit and make sure after it's all said and done that I am ready and that I want to become a head coach. He knew, Ben Johnson did 2 years ago, that if things continued to elevate with the Lions, that he'd have his pick of the litter, which is obviously what he did. You're asking about Chicago. I think there's a lot to be said about the Lions. Not only is it the NFC North, but just the historical relevance of a 10-pole organization. The fact that, yes, they've never had a 4,000-yard passer. And the fact that Caleb Williams is that talented. You know, he didn't have the same rookie year as a Bo Nix or as a Jaden Daniels or even a Drake May. But I think the upside there and the type of talent you're going to be able to mold at that age, 22 years old, was simply too good to pass up. So there was a lot of elements to it, but I think most importantly, the quarterback, the history of the Bears, the relevance, and just from a standpoint of being a coach and building what they did in Detroit with Dan Campbell, what he saw and the impact it can have on a fan base. I think Ben Johnson looked at Chicago similarly. Great fan base that's very motivated to win, that hasn't been able to produce a consistent winner for a long time, hasn't had a quarterback. He looked at it like, this is my opportunity to have a Dan Campbell type of moment.
Jordan, do we have any shot at getting Trey Hendrickson? Is it, I guess the first question is Cincinnati as locked in as Trey Hendrickson thinks, and will he be successful in trying to force their hand and perhaps get out of town?
Well, you asked earlier too about the league-wide perception of Ben Johnson. I don't think it could be any higher than what it is right now. The reason I bring that up is because if you are a player, whether you're a free agent or someone that's been given permission to grant a trade, Trey Hendrickson, you know, Chicago is a very appetizing place. Now, it takes two to tango. The Bengals have made it, I think, very clear to Trey Hendrickson that they're not going to pay him the type of money that he wants. Now, whether that's a $100 million deal, $90 million, you know, remains to be seen. But clearly there is a massive disconnect between both Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals. And why that's so relevant is because the Bengals have broken precedent when it comes to paying Joe Burrow $55 million last year, now paying the two receivers, Jamar and T. And really, it comes down to Trey Henderson's the one great player they still haven't paid. And I thought it was very telling when he, you know, came out and spoke to reporters for 20-plus minutes a couple days ago and said he feels disrespected, he doesn't feel valued. Those are all comments that you make very strategically, just like he did going around Radio Row at the Super Bowl saying, I don't feel, you know, valued, essentially. So, I, in my opinion, the Bengals are going to be able to I think the Bengals are going to find a number with Trey Hendrickson, and he's made it very clear he's not going to play on this year's salary. I think he's getting paid $16 million, which is massively underpaid for a first team All Pro. But I do believe that Cincinnati at this point, mid May, still believes that they're going to find a number. Now I don't know if that's a restructure for 1 year or a multi year deal, but I am not under the impression that the Bengals are going to trade Trey Hendrickson. At least not where we're at right now. And I know it feels like it can't get it much worse, but I don't think Cincinnati is in the business of making Joe Burrow angry. And they have made it, Burrow has made it very clear he wants Trey Hendrickson there.
I was kind of thinking about it that way, Jordan, that the Bengals organizationally are kind of pot committed now because of all the money that they've spent to try and make Joe Burrow happy. And I thought Trey Hendrickson handled himself really well in that 25-minute press conference the other day. It feels like if you're them and you feel like you're still inside of a Super Bowl window, that the last thing you want is for the guy that puts the quarterback on the ground and chases Patrick Mahomes to not be on your roster.
Yeah. 100. That is 1,000%. I was going to say 100. That's 1,000% on point. And, you know, a lot of times for me, like, I don't feel like I'm, you know, smart enough to understand a team without talking to other teams about how they view that specific organization. And in Cincinnati's case, you know, you're even seeing it right now with their rookies. They don't sign rookies. There's a lot of issues in terms of how that organization operates when it comes to contracts, whether it's a rookie deal, which should be pretty straightforward, or obviously something as complicated as the potential Trey Hendrickson multi-year extension. But since he's been in the league, and since he's been in Cincinnati, he has been one of the premier players at a premier position. And you mentioned Burrow. You mentioned the two receivers. They paid Mike Gesicki. They have done everything possible to appease Joe Burrow except pay Trey Hendrickson. Now, those were all offensive guys. But this was a defense that, by any metric, was a disaster last year. They fired the coordinator. But really, the one guy that performed consistently was Trey Hendrickson. So how do you not pay him? And I don't know the answer to that, but I will tell you that he is 30 years old and he knows that this is his last opportunity to earn. And I've had fans, you know, just friends ask me, hey, but why wouldn't he just play out his deal? The truth is, in the NFL, when you overperform a deal as Hendrickson has, you want to renegotiate. Now, he's been very patient, and I have been abundantly clear that the Bengals should have taken care of this a year ago. They would not be in this position. They didn't do it. They were stubborn. They ended up having to pay an extra fee to both T and Jamar because they didn't pay Jamar last year. They're now in that position with Hendrickson. So they are pot committed. They know that Burrow knows he needs Trey Hendrickson because he needs a defense. His numbers were unbelievable last year, but the defense was a joke, and they are not going to win anything in that conference, in that division, without a defense. And that includes, and probably most importantly includes, Hendrickson.
So Jordan Schultz, Schultz underscore report on X from Fox Sports is with us. Whatever's happening with Bill Belichick, as we all learn this stuff, Jordan, we learn way too much, and we make sure not to get a ring cam for our houses as well.
Maybe we should.
I mean, I guess it's an option.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah. It's a really good idea.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll take that under advisement.
You can put together a nice real estate portfolio if you have one.
Was this personal stuff at all a factor with why NFL teams did not come calling on Bill Belichick?
I don't think the Jordan Hudson stuff was percolating the way it is now when he was interviewed or he was thinking about coming back to the NFL. But I can tell you that, first of all, it doesn't help at all that he is in many ways being associated with a young woman 40 years his junior who, you know, we saw the interview with CBS where she interrupted. There was a report last week by Pablo Torre about, listen, that, you know, she's essentially running the show now, not only on the field but off the field, and that she was banned from the Carolina headquarters or the practices. The whole thing is a mess, and there is a June 1st opportunity buyout essentially where Belichick and Carolina there is an opportunity before it hits June 1st for them to go separate ways. I don't know if that's going to happen. I have no knowledge at all, but I can tell you that if you think you asked me about the NFL, there. The way that Belichick operated within the realm of the Patriots was very different than how pretty much every head coach operates. You know, the autonomy that he had, that he was afforded in New England, is not a normal situation. You know, there's very few coaches that have it, maybe Mike Tomlin. But Belichick ran things the way that he wanted, very specifically with New England. And the owner, from ownership all the way down, it was very clear, considering the success he had, the type of personality he was, that's how it was going to go. So I never felt like Belichick got a fair shot in terms of the interviewing process with the NFL for arguably the greatest coach ever. But in asking teams why he wasn't getting the looks that he probably felt he deserved, that was the overwhelming sentiment. If you bring Bill Belichick in, you're going to have to deal with a lot more than just a head coach. There is an ego there, a personality. It's a very specific way to have an organization ran. And frankly, GMs, or I'm just not only GMs, but ownership, most ownership groups don't want to deal with it.
Jordan, could you have ever imagined a future where you would end up in someone's schedule release?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, I didn't. In fact, last night, I was in New York, and of course part of being a good team player is being a good husband, and my wife took me to a fundraiser last night. We're very involved with animals. We love animals. It was an animal fundraiser. So listen, I said, okay, I'll do it, but I have to be on the phone a little bit. There was a Knicks game. There was a lot going on. I hadn't seen it until I'd say at least 2 hours after it came out, and a few friends sent me it. And even someone from a team sent me and said, hey, did you know the Chargers put you in their schedule release? I said, what are you talking about? And then I saw good old Mike Florio put it out, and Deadspin and Barstool. I didn't know whether to be honored, whether to laugh, whether to think it was bad. I guess I thought it was pretty funny, to be honest. And considering the Chargers probably are the GOAT of schedule releases at this point, I was excited about it. It was funny. I got to give them credit.
They went full Minecraft on the schedule release, and you're in a decent company. They also took a shot at Tyreek Stevenson in there because they had.
Yeah. I saw that from the Hail Mary. Yeah, I did see that. And I'm curious. What would Bears fans say about Tyreek Stevenson and the fact that they did that? I mean, I imagine there wasn't a lot of pushback.
The Bears fans are kind of done with Tyreek Stevenson.
Oh, yeah, we've been burying him ourselves, sir. Yes.
They're kind of done with him. I'm not, by the way. I think that this is going to work out well for him, this new system with Dennis Allen. But
I see, that's where I'm at, because he's a young, 24 years old. He's a pretty talented guy. I feel like there's a redemption story there, but I would imagine Bears fans don't want to hear that right now.
What have you gotten any offers that you've turned down regarding Starbucks or competitive coffee companies or Dunkin' Donuts, like anything in terms of fighting and commercials and such?
I had a pretty lucrative offer that I turned down because I didn't feel like it was didn't feel right to me. And I don't want to – listen, if I'm going to win and capitalize, I want to do it on my merits, on being productive. I just didn't feel like it was the right thing. Maybe that would change in time. It was pretty soon afterward. But, no, I haven't pursued any of those yet. Perhaps, you know, down the road, maybe I would. But thus far, no. Just one offer that didn't feel right that I turned down.
I think that you've handled all of this really well, and you're now having fun with it. Maybe you get the charitable component together for the pets. Maybe that's something you end up doing for it.
I could tie in my our involvement with Animal Haven. That was the organization that we went to last night. I could tie it in there. That's an idea. That's an idea, and maybe I should be thinking about it. I got to be thinking outside the box. I think I'm too inside the box.
No, but I think you're right, and I think you were right to kind of take. You don't have to take everything that's offered to you.
No. But you could control your own story, control your own narrative,
control your own narrative.
Yes, right. Yes. Right. What an opportunity to do something like that from our perspective, because we sit around and make jokes. We want to thank you because more often than not, we talk about a couple of our beat guys. Say Chris Emma, Jason Leisure, like we have them battling in a Panera, or we'll say, right. You know, Brad Biggs or Dan Weider are battling in a Chipotle, like whatever it is, we can just make the reference, which makes our show more entertaining. So thank you for that.
Jordan, thanks for everything, man. We really appreciate the knowledge and being available for us. It's great stuff. And let's talk again soon.
My pleasure. More than happy. Like I said, I'm a big fan of the Score, and I'd love to do it anytime. Let me know.
Thanks, Jordan.
You got it. That's Jordan Schultz from Fox Sports. He's doing – you talk about a guy that's starting to really build up.
Yeah, man.
It's fun to watch that, like, as it happens when you start to see people that grow into those roles, whether it's, you know, Emily Kaplan with NHL stuff and seeing her grow into that role, or seeing Shams – go from a guy who's doing all of that stuff from a classroom at Loyola to now being the premier newsbreaker in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And now you can see, like, I'm sure that everyone who's an NFL reporter is nervous as hell that Jordan Schultz is, like, on his way up.
As long as we're having some real talk about this, Jordan Schultz is the son of Howard Schultz, the Starbucks magnate. And there was an idea early on, like, who's this kid? I mean, like, come on, he's just some rich kid. Like, but I've heard from multiple people, he busts his ass.
Yeah.
Works really, really hard, super respectful, smart about how he does it, all of that. So I give him props for that.
Yeah,
as well.
Thanks to him for being on the show and being so cool with even talking about it. If you haven't, I ran it for the students this morning. We were talking about it. I was trying to explain to them how Dallas is on national TV six times because we talk about these sorts of things. And we went through the schedule releases. And I said, look, there's stuff I don't get with this. You guys are going to have to walk me through it. And they, like, walked me through all of the Minecraft stuff. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was like 500 man hours to put that together.
Man, I got to show it to the Roobster, who is a Minecraft demon.
I'm sure he'd love it, yeah. And you'll be able to help him with some of the football references.
And he could help me with the Minecraft stuff, I'm sure.
There's some good Easter eggs in there, man.
By the way, the Kansas City Chiefs, 8 standalone games. When you include Thanksgiving, they have 8 different standalone games, which is far and away the most ever. 7 is the most ever. They have 8.
Yep.
And the Tennessee Titans, with the number one overall draft pick quarterback, not a single primetime standalone.
It's almost
game.
Like you were in class today, because that was the juxtaposition that I showed the students. I said, these are the teams that the league knows has interest. I said, let's take a look at a team that has no island games. Here's the Tennessee Titans schedule.
Number one overall quarterback, no interest. And he was completely overlooked on draft night, too. It's enough to make you start rooting for that kid.
It's a something, for sure. When we come back, categories.
Cubs Sox edition.
Yeah, people are going to get punched in the face. Next on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes. We're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
I'll tell you what. The game is called Categories, and we play it every week here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. I got the three categories.
Ba-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da.
And you three, Jamokes, have to guess something that's within the category. If you guess right, you stay in. If you miss, you go out. And
we
finish like that. Alex Kuhn, welcome in. I think you've played this before, but game on for you.
Yeah, I played last week.
All right. Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, man, you made a really
big fan
good,
of the show.
Yeah, made a really good impression last week. All right, look, it's Cubs and it's Sox, and then it's Cubs and it's Sox. So we'll start with the Sox. I was thinking that the highlight of this year for these two teams combined is the catcher position. Because the Cubs have a pair of catchers who Nico says should be in the All-Star game together as a tandem. I loved that idea. And then the White Sox have a few good catchers. There's some really good players. Edgar Caro down there. Corey Lee even has shown his moment. Matt Tice is having a very nice start to his season, by the way. And we know there's more down below. What I'm looking at here are the most common players by games played for every season for the White Sox since 1980. So not the opening day starter, but the person who played the most games at the catcher position each season for the Chicago White Sox. Got me? Since 1980, there are 16 names on this list. White Sox catchers who played the most games in a given season. Lawrence Holmes, you're first.
Carlton Fisk.
11 times is on the list. Carlton Fisk. Chris Tannehill.
A.J. Pierzynski.
8 times A.J. Pierzynski is on this list. Alex Kuhn.
Martin Maldonado.
Martin Maldonado. Never once played the most games at catcher for
really?
The Chicago White Sox. Not in
How
any
that?
Of his seasons.
Yeah, you know, there is momentum in getting him in the All-Star game, so maybe that's why he got confused.
Martin Maldonado, not on this list. Lawrence Holmes, back to you.
Ron Karkovice.
5 times on the list, right after Carlton Fisk. Tanny.
Oh, man, this is a tough one here. Let's go.
Any catcher?
Giovanni Soto.
Giovanni Ooh. Soto is on the other list for the next category, which will be Cubs catchers for the White Sox.
No, but he did catch for the White Sox quite a bit, too, I believe.
But never.
Uh-oh.
Never the most.
Okay, all right, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah,
never the most.
I could be wrong. Maybe I'm thinking of another guy.
Yes, you're thinking of another guy.
Yeah.
Don't mention that name. Yeah. But yes, you are thinking of another guy.
I'll mention Deonna Navarro anytime I want.
Deonna Navarro would have been correct, by the way, sir.
I know.
Yes. Want to give him that?
Sure, we can give him that.
No. Just if Soto played for the Sox, like I don't remember if he did or didn't. It was very brief.
Yeah, that's what I was looking up.
Yeah, Deonna Navarro would have been correct. Lawrence, one more just to complete the category.
Yes. Yasmani Grandal.
Four times. We would have taken Matt Tice or Corey Lee or James McCann or Omar Narvaez or Tyler Flowers, Miguel Olivo, Brooke Fordyce, Chad Kruder, Jorge Fabregas.
Would you have taken Jack Parkman, who is my second favorite White Sox catcher of all time?
Sandy Alomar Jr. on there?
Sandy Alomar Jr. is, but not. Well, actually.
Okay, so there's problems with the list, so we'll just wash it up. This is a draw. We'll move on to the next one.
Okay. Most common players by games played in a given season, catchers for the Chicago Cubs since 1980. Cubs catchers since 80 is the category. Tanny.
Wilson Contreras.
Six times on the list is Wilson Contreras. Alex Kuhn.
Yan Gomes.
Yan Gomes for sure on this list. Lawrence Holmes.
Michael Barrett.
Four times on this list, Michael Barrett caught the most games. Tanny.
Deonna Navarro.
Deonna Navarro. Nope. He's on the White Sox list. Stylishly done. Elegantly done.
Giovanni Soto.
Giovanni Soto is on the Cubs list. We'll give you that, Alex Kuhn.
Jody Davis.
Jody Davis, six times on this Cubs list for the most games caught in a given season. Alex.
I'm out.
Lawrence, would you like to give another just for fun?
Damon Berryhill.
Damon Berryhill, twice on the list. Miguel Amaya. Miguel Montero. Wellington Castillo. That's who I thought you were thinking of. Damian Miller. Joe Girardi. Benito Santiago. Forgot.
Good old number nine.
Scott Service four times. Rick Wilkins three times. And Tim Blackwell. All right, we're done with catchers.
No Paul Bacco.
Paul
Bacco.
Here we go. Now I want to see how well you guys can do on this. Players who played for both the Cubs and the White Sox since the year 2010. I was going to go back to 2000, but that list is pretty damn big. So we're just thinking about the last 15 minutes. All I'm looking for is a single game, position player or pitcher, who played for both the Cubs and the White Sox together since 2010. Alex Kuhn.
Nicky Lopez.
Is on the list, of course. Lawrence.
John Garland.
Since 2010.
Oh,
since 2010.
Well, I almost said a bad word.
Yeah, okay. You get another shot. I'll give you another shot.
No, that's on me. That's okay. I shouldn't get another shot.
I'm giving you another shot.
Oh, well, you're a very sweet man.
Mm-hmm. So recent vintage.
Recent vintage played for both the Cubs and the Sox. Anyone say Nicky Lopez yet?
He just said Nicky Lopez. That's the only name we have so far on the list.
All right, I'm out.
I thought we'd go deep on this one.
Yeah, I can
Danny?
Go.
Hey, there's still two guys playing the game.
It's
there
true.
Speaks.
It's true. Good point.
Go grab a bat, Samardzija.
Jeff Samardzija is correct. Just barely, but is correct.
The Palatine Pounder, Mike Tauchman?
Mike Tauchman is correct. Tanny.
Mike Olt.
Mike Olt is absolutely correct.
Jose Quintana.
Jose Quintana is where's Jose?
It's correct.
It's correct. Yes, it's on my list too. Yeah.
Yes, it's correct. Yes, Tanny.
Ooh, oof. I want to say Giovanni Soto again, but
don't.
Deonna Navarro.
Deonna Navarro is correct. Deonna Navarro is correct.
All right, so I got my new strategy now. Just say Deonna Navarro for everything on categories. Uh-huh. It'll keep you in the game.
Alex Kuhn, Cub and White Sox since the year 2010. Some very recent vintage guys.
Nick Maton?
Nick.
What?
I do not believe Nick Maton was a Cub. I do not.
There's
have
another guy named Nick, though.
There
that
sure
week
is. Lars, go ahead and say it.
Nick
your guy.
Madrigal.
Nick Madrigal is absolutely there. We got two pitchers on this Cubs team. Tanny? Sorry. Go ahead.
Two pitchers on this Cubs team that were at White Sox. Yeah. I mentioned him earlier in the show. Bad Keller.
Bad Keller is correct. I think that's it. Anybody else want back in? Alex? Lawrence?
No. Tanny's got this one.
Gage Workman.
Tater?
Clint Frazier.
Still can't wait to play against the Cubs.
Rafael Ortega. Chris Flexen on this team.
I forgot all about Clint Frazier as a Cub.
Yeah, man, briefly. David Robertson. Cody Hoyer. Ryan Tapera.
Kimbrel.
Craig Kimbrel. Derek Holland. John Jay. And Martin Maldonado, another aforementioned name would have worked.
See, Tanny, you could have gone for that.
Yeah, could have kept going for that.
So what's the next category?
That's it. That was all three.
I thought that the categories were supposed to be sports-related, then there was supposed to be one that wasn't sports-related.
Two sports and one fun. I went all three Cubs and Sox because it's Cubs and Sox. I'm trying to hype this incredibly juicy event.
I don't know why you're trying to hype it.
I'm trying to give it some juice, man.
But I will tell you this.
What?
I have taken a look inside of the kitchen where the live broadcast for Mully and Haw is going to go on in the performance, the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance. Nuts on Clark hooked us up.
Did they really?
Oh, my God. Alex, during the break, go take a look. Like, that place looks amazing right now. So big thanks to Nuts on Clark.
That's awesome. That's going to be really cool tomorrow. I mean, they're going to have Chuck and Ozzy in the studio together.
Yes.
I love that.
When we do live broadcasts, you should be there. As a matter of fact, Raheemy and Harris are going to do a live broadcast from the Brick House in Wrigleyville. Ian Happ's going to be there. That's on May 28th. It's brought to you by Verizon. If you're caller 6 right now to the Scores contest line, which is 312-540-0670, you can go see Raheemy and Harris at the Brick House. By the way, the Brick House has incredible pizza. Their chicken strips are completely underrated. It's phenomenal. So you're going to have a good time. And Ian Happ is always great at those events. So there you go.
That's outstanding. And yes, Sandy Alomar should have been on the list for 2001. That's my bad. Disaster. Categories
all right.
Launched.
So once again, I will file a protest with the commissioner on this week's category.
And once again, we should probably put categories on hiatus.
Damn you people! I should never admit mistakes.
When we come back, Horton hears a counsel. It's next on the Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Four.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Tanny, everything's fine.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're going to do some work on the White Sox this weekend, but I think you'll see them this weekend.
Friday, Saturday, starting?
Yeah, exactly.
Craig Council was having none of your nonsense yesterday.
He was hilarious yesterday.
He really was.
Just totally messing with both of us. And it was in Tanny's Open, if you missed it. Very, very funny. So we're trying to get to the bottom of, is Cade Horton going to start against the White Sox? What's going to happen? And then he goes and talks to the beat writers, and they try to ask him, too. It's Bruce Levine who's asking. You'll also hear Jesse Rogers in there. And Bruce Levine...
No, we won't.
Oh, no?
No, I don't want to give the opportunity to make jokes again at Jesse's expense.
Ah, okay. All right. But
is he going to wear his both a Cub and Sox hat this year at the Crosstown like he usually does?
I would control myself, Tanny. In fact, I just invited Jesse to come on Hit and Run because it's the 20th anniversary of Hit and Run.
Whoa. 20th anniversary?
20th anniversary.
We're burying that here at the end of an hour? We're not celebrating that a bit more?
We'll celebrate on Sunday with George Offman, who will be on Hit and Run as a guest.
Right, kiddo.
That's exactly right. But any hoodles, the beat writers, led by Bruce Levine, asked Craig Council again if Cade Horton was going to start. And he referenced us because he's looking at Bruce and he thinks of us because we're teammates.
What are some of the things that you can share about what goes into that philosophy right now for Friday? Or, you know,
What I'll share with you is Lindor, Soto, Alonso.
Right, they're not playing you this week. So.
Right.
Good enough for me. It should be a short meeting then, right?
Yeah. I was on talk radio earlier today.
I'm sorry.
Bruce.
I'm sorry.
And they weren't satisfied with the length of my answers. So I gave them very long answers the rest of the interview. And so today I'm going to give you very short answers.
I mean, sorry, Bruce. We got the long, juicy stuff, and then you get the shorties.
We're going to need Craig to get some branding in there. You weren't on talk radio.
Not just any talk radio.
You were on The Score.
You're on Spiegel and Holmes.
You know, I don't even need Spiegel and Holmes. You were on The Score.
It's on The Score.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we'll work on that.
I mean, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, Council. You used to listen to this station. You probably still do.
So his point was that the top three of the Mets order... Lindor, Soto, and Alonso present a different challenge than the top three of the Chicago White Sox batting order.
They're going to do some work on the White Sox.
We're going to do some work on the White Sox.
He better not lose this series, man. Tanny has got that chopped and screwed already.
I got to do some work.
Hey, don't let us win tomorrow. Shane Smith on the bump. Don't let us win tomorrow.
It's a good one tomorrow because Cade Horton's starting tomorrow. Shane Smith and Cade Horton, that's pretty damn good stuff. So the thing with the opener, yeah, you want him to avoid the top three. I decided to take a look at OPS for the top third of the batting order for the New York Mets.
Deonor Nervarez.
And the Chicago White Sox. The Mets have the third best OPS in Major League Baseball for the top three of the order. Would you like to guess what their team OPS is for 1, 2, and 3 on the season?
Team OPS for 1, 2, and 3 through, 42 games?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say that OPS is 800.
904.
Dear God.
For the New York Mets. 904. Number one is the Dodgers, who have a 979 on-base plus slugging.
They got a couple of guys in that top of their 1, 2, 3 pretty good. They got a lot of hardware.
Got three Hall of Famers.
Bunch of MVPs.
Yeah. See, they walked Shohei Ohtani intentionally last night, and Mookie had a 2-run hit and was like so pumped on base. It was like, yeah, go ahead, do that again. Do that again.
Yeah. Put a really good base runner on base intentionally to pitch to another MVP.
Yeah, so that
idiots.
That didn't work out. Dodgers, Yankees, Mets is your top three for top third of the order. By the way, 15 of the top 16 teams in that stat have winning records. I looked at that today. 15 of the top 16 teams.
Interesting correlation.
In terms of OPS for the top three of their batting order have winning records. A good player.
And perhaps causation.
Yeah, perhaps, right? Getting a lot of offense out of the guys who have the most at bats. Makes all the sense in the world. Anybody like to guess where the White Sox are in terms of the 30 teams in baseball?
I'm going to guess they're 29th.
They are 30th with a 631 OPS.
Because Ryan McMahon is still in the lineup for the Rockies, right?
Well, all the numbers count from during the course of the year.
Are they in May, Mr. WCUB? Huh? Of course, he's going to skew it for the whole season.
My bad. In batting average, the Mets are 4th, Dodgers are 1st, Sox are 30th. In doubles, the Mets are 6th, Sox are 30th. WRC plus, how about this one? The Mets are 3rd with a 155 WRC plus for the top three of the order. Dodgers have a 170 WRC plus. I had to include this one just to let you guys guess what the White Sox WRC plus is. You have only one guess. 100 is the norm. It's below 100. What could it possibly be? Anybody know?
I'm going to guess the White Sox.
One guess.
For all of us?
Yeah.
Or
all
each
of
us?
All of you need to combine to have only one number.
Then Alex, I put it to you. You get to make the guess.
I will say 72.
Oh, come on, man. We're going thematic here. What's the number, Danny?
$1.
83.
It's 83. Oh. Come on, boys.
83.
For God's
sake. Whoa.
That's their team WRC+. By the way, OPS bottom third of the order, Cubs by a mile. 813 for the bottom third of the Cubs lineup. That's insane. White Sox 29th, just in that one. So it's not like the bottom third is doing any better than the top third, necessarily.
I think we accomplished a lot here in this site.
I think so.
We've discovered through numbers that the White Sox, not as good as the Mets. So if you're going to go to Vegas or make a bet, now you have that.
So we did the dumbass segment earlier about like where the fight was going to happen, where the juice was going to happen. A texter called it. It's going to be in the stands, and it's going to be Pope-related. There's going to be Pope-related taunting that alcohol will be mixed with that could conceivably lead to Cubs Sox fans.
Just as long
fighting.
As there's no fighting Popes, like people in Pope costumes fighting.
Now we're getting somewhere. That'd be entertaining, actually.
No, they say there's no fighting in the bleachers, but I've seen evidence of the contrary. They like to say no fighting in the bleachers, but believe me, it's going down out there.
If you're putting together a beer snake, there's clearly been someone's fighting someone. It's just how it works. Too much alcohol consumption.
I would think so.
For there not to be a thing.
But the Pope trash talk could be serious over the weekend. I don't know if we've considered that and what that's going to do, how that's going to affect the proceedings.
At White Sox last week, there were a couple people who were dressed up like the Pope.
Yeah, there were.
At Friday night's game.
Yeah, there were. And over the weekend, there were fans getting blessed and sainted.
Be careful.
Yeah.
With that motion.
Yeah.
Elon.
Oh, that's a good point. Almost did the Roman salute.
I know it's your favorite subject.
The Roman salute?
No.
Elon?
The other thing.
Blessings?
What the salute could have been.
Oh, yeah, right.
We know you love to talk about it. Just don't want that video to resurface years from now.
History buff over there.
Yeah. Long time history guy. Yeah, somebody's going to grab that. We don't want that. Nobody grab that off Twitch. All right, good talk. Thank you very much.
Matt Ingram over here.
All I was doing was saluting the back of the room, Lawrence. That's all I was doing. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure Alex Kuhn saw me over there. Good job,
with,
Alex.
With hearts and minds.
Yeah. I thought it was just a blessing.
Thank you.
So did I.
Alex understands me.
I just like to look out for my partner occasionally. He gets excited.
Only occasionally.
Only occasionally.
But
you're a grown-ass man.
I am. I'm out here. If I'm going to get in trouble, it's going
to
happen.
I like the idea that you're on the divvy bike today to not deal with the Beyonce people.
This is what you have to do.
It's a smart play.
It was really weird that he worded it that way, Lawrence. You know?
Well, it was the fact that he said those people that I thought was interesting, Tanny.
Mm-hmm.
What type of people? Oh, Beyonce fans. And then, okay.
Right. I just mean people who like music. That's all I was saying. What are you doing over here?
I love the sign. Speaking of this Beyonce concert, I know we got a break, but I love the sign on the Kennedy today that said, "Slow down, cowboy Carter," as if we could go faster than 20 miles an hour on the Kennedy.
As if you had an option.
No one's going fast. Don't worry.
No, seriously, in the South Loop, they're talking about the Beyonce bump. Like all these businesses are like, here we go. And I
get your money.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. And living right there, I saw the Taylor Swift bump.
Oh yeah,
man, the Taylor Swift, and we'll see if it's the same way for Beyonce. There were a whole bunch of parents that brought their kids to Soldier Field, and then just brought lawn chairs and set up over there by the planetarium and just hung out. And
what a great way to do it.
Oh, what a gorgeous way to do it. And so let their kids go in there without a chaperone and just hung out close by.
Isn't there severe weather supposed to be going down like as the concert's going on? What do you like? Do you get a refund? Like what?
As we are here in the Superdome, the stage is being set for Beyonce.
So close, Jim Gray. I miss Jim Beige. I really do.
Jim Gray is actually like a really nice guy. I like him so much, but he's in on the bit, I think. We're going to get back to serious stuff.
That's right.
Because Seth Wickersham was on The Score this afternoon. So that whole report on his book and Caleb and all sorts of malfeasance by the Bears to mess up last season, you're going to hear what he thinks about it next on Speak on Holmes on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.